Here we are at Enterprise Connect 2024, and I'm in the very, very extraordinarily busy expo, and I'm with Dan Nader, Chief Product Officer from Theta Lake. How's it going, Dan?
It's gone great, thanks.
Dan, I'm sure you've had plenty of footfall here. I know there's a theme on the Theta Lake stand of seize productivity. Talk me through that. What is that all about?
Sure. So all of these vendors here are trying to sell different cloud-based applications, and the issue today is regulated companies struggle to pull in all that content. Compliance often doesn't like new things, and so as a result, they end up turning off features or they slow projects down. And so with Theta Lake, we're able to help them turn features on, move product projects ahead more quickly, and actually increase productivity and increase ROI because they're getting more out of the tools that they've purchased.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And I know Theta Lake is a very innovative business, lots of features being developed all the time to, you know, clamp down on compliance and free users from, you know, with these tools. Talk me through some of the kind of the latest solutions from Theta Lake. What are you talking to delegates about on the stand here?
Yeah, so the newest things that we've released are a number of capabilities related to whiteboards and some of the things that our partners behind me are doing. So we have support for Ring CX now, and we have support for Zoom's whiteboard and also Miro's whiteboard. So Miro, Mural, Zoom all have whiteboards. Lots of customers are very interested in using them. Again, they increase productivity. And so now we offer support. We can bring that content into the archive and we can help them manage it.
So effectively, you can manage compliance on a whiteboard now. So what's happening on a whiteboard, you're seeing that through your lens, I suppose.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's a challenge because whiteboards are infinite. They last over time. Users can come in and out, and so it can be a challenge to manage those successfully. But if you're writing on a whiteboard and you are a regulated company, you need to retain that content.
And what else have you been working on?
We've done a lot of stuff. So to the end of being able to unify all of these communications together, we've released the ability to actually search for users and find their content across all of these modalities. So if you're searching for something, conversations between Rob and Dan, we'll pull them all in order. So that can be an email that we did, followed by a phone call, followed by a Teams chat, followed by a text message, followed back by an email again. So we can provide all of the information in context and make it much easier for people who are looking for information to find it.
So based on where we were before, I mean, that sounds like quite a productivity gain if you can just, you know, search across all those channels in one go. Was that something your customers were asking for?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, a lot of customers who start with us, before Theta Lake, they actually have all of their voice in a separate repository, right? So they're what they call e-coms, all the written communication, can't even be searched at the same time as all of their voice. We bring all that together and enable them to search for it all at the same time.
Dan, you mentioned a few moments ago integrations and partnerships. What have you been doing with some of your key partners recently?
Well, the most exciting thing that we're announcing here is we're working closely with Zoom. And Zoom have announced their Zoom Compliance Manager, which is basically Theta Lake completely baked into their platform. So their customers can now buy the Theta Lake feature set built into Zoom. You log in via Zoom and you get access completely through Zoom. So we're all really excited about that.
Fantastic. I mean, is that something you could be doing more of with some of these other key vendors as well?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we work with lots of vendors. We're driven by what our customers want to do. And so to the extent that we'll support either more capabilities from our existing vendors or new vendors, you know, it remains to be seen. But we have a very long roadmap and lots of things to keep working on.
In terms of Ring and Microsoft and WebEx,
any other things? Yeah, so I'll mention again, the other thing that we announced is Ring CX, which I think is now called Ring EX, which is contact center from Ring Central. So we fully support that as well. And, you know, I'll say that I think our goal for making sure we can support all of these different capabilities from all these different vendors is in service of what the analysts are calling DCG, Digital Communication Governance, making sure that you can unify all of the content that you have throughout your enterprise, that you can search for it, no matter if it's a video or it's a call or it's a text message. And then proactive compliance, the ability to look for problems and make sure you can resolve them in your unified communication platforms before they become an issue.
Yeah, that makes good sense. And AI is obviously a big topic here at the event, Enterprise Connect 2024. I can't speak to anyone without saying, you know, AI or hearing the word AI. You must be having lots of conversations about AI as it enters this UC and collaboration space more and more. You know, what are enterprises thinking about, and kind of what advice and tips would you offer?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say you're right. Every single vendor is doubling down on AI, and I think for good reason too. Microsoft have a white paper out that says if you get 11 minutes more productivity, you're willing to use new tools. We actually had a customer who is here today who just said summaries, AI summaries, are one of the top new capabilities for them to deploy for this exact reason. They're gaining a lot of productivity. But the worry is, how do they manage all of this AI? Where is the data coming from? Is AI pulling data out of sensitive repositories that it shouldn't be? Are people abusing it? So what are they typing in as a prompt, right? Customers want to be able to get all of that. And so our goal is to make sure that we can surface all of that information to them, as well as help make sure that the settings that they have are keeping them as risk-free as they want.
Dan, I know we talk about, you know, locking stuff down quite a lot in compliance, but it's not all about, you know, taking, you know, features away from some of these great platforms that exist. It's often about increasing productivity. So what are you doing to, you know, really help drive that productivity for users as well?
Yeah, so we're including AI in our product too, for the exact same reasons, right? We have, our goal is to make sure that our users are as productive as they can be. And so to that end, we're leveraging generative AI to create summaries. So I just spent all this time talking about how we can give you a view into all of the communication over all time between multiple parties. Wouldn't it be great if we could provide an AI summary of all of that communication, as well as add AI into our classifiers to make sure that we're detecting the things that we should detect, we understand the context, and we're not creating a bunch of false positives. So we leverage AI in our rules, in our classifiers, and also for the users who are reviewing all this content.
That's fantastic. And for anyone out there looking to, you know, explore the Theta Lake technology, seeing is believing, of course, what's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, just visit our site, www.thetalake.com. You can actually go and sign up for one of our weekly webinars where we explain all of this and give you all the details.
And we're going to put some links down in the description. So, Dan, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Great. Thank you.